Democratic women are winning primaries this year at record numbers. In the next Congress, the number of Republican women could drop. But in Tennessee, two GOP candidates stand out as they try to make history as the first women ever to serve as senator or governor in that state. As NPR's Jessica Taylor reports, neither is really emphasizing that possibility, though.
Representative Marsha Blackburn is at a bank in Portland, Tennessee, making her pitch for why voters should pick her in this fall's tough Senate race against former Democratic Governor Phil Bredesen.
People will say, Marsha, you're a wife, you're a mother, you're a businesswoman, and you've been in public service. Why in the world do you want to go to the U.S. Senate? That place is totally dysfunctional.
Blackburn's answer is that she wants to be part of fixing the problem, but she's quick to emphasize her resume over her gender. In fact, that's why she famously prefers to go by Congressman instead of Congresswoman. She says it's more gender neutral.
When I'm talking with Tennesseans, I say I'm the most well-qualified person for this position.
Her colleague in Congress, Diane Black, is taking the same approach in her campaign for governor. She's at a truck stop in Greenville, Tennessee, where a new flagpole is being dedicated. Black first has to win a crowded primary next week, and that's no sure thing.
No, people talk about that more than I do. I rarely talk about it.
Like Blackburn, she thinks it's more important to talk about her loyalty to President Trump than whether she can make history in November. Both women have already had trailblazing careers. Black grew up in public housing and was a single mother who worked the night shift as a nurse. She later remarried and with her husband founded a multi-million dollar drug testing company. Black eventually ran for the state legislature and then Congress, which led to historic milestones.
I was the first female caucus chairman here in the state Senate, the first female to have served as a budget chair for our country. But that's not what I'm running as. I'm running on my credentials.
Blackburn took a similar path. And in 2002, she became the first woman elected to Congress in Tennessee who hadn't followed her husband in the position. Nearly a century ago, Tennessee gave women nationally the right to vote as the deciding state to ratify the 19th Amendment. But since then, Tennessee's lagged behind. Now it's one of only seven states that's never had a female governor or senator. Susan Richardson Williams was the first female chairman of the Tennessee Republican Party. She says that while other women running for office have faced pushback because of their gender in the past, she doesn't think either Black or Blackburn will this cycle.
I think we're to the point in the South and around the country where gender doesn't matter so much. Yes, it'll be historic, but both of those women are qualified to serve in the offices.
But nationally, a win by either Black or Blackburn would be important for conservative causes, according to Marjorie Dannenfelser, president of Susan B. Anthony List.
Tennessee stands out as a place that is really answering the call for women to run.
Dannenfelser's group promotes anti-abortion rights women candidates and has endorsed Black and Blackburn. She says it's important for more conservative women to run. The difference is that Republicans don't talk about their gender in the same way Democrats do.
Yes, I think that Democrats are far more invested in identity politics. So vote for me because of how I look and what my gender is.
But Marsha Blackburn says she still understands the significance of her candidacy.
I don't talk a lot about it in the race, but when I win this race, it will be a history-making win.
And in a year when women are generating lots of enthusiasm for the Democratic Party, Tennessee could be Republicans' answer. Jessica Taylor, NPR News.